It's been decades since the United States used gold to back its money. Now a growing number of conservatives want the nation to return to the gold standard. That old idea is an issue in this year's U.S. Senate race in New Jersey, as WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports.
It might be a foreign concept to us now, but historically, the gold standard has always had a place at the forefront of American politics. You might remember from history class William Jennings Bryan's Cross of Gold speech criticizing a strict gold standard.
You shall not press down upon the brow of labor this crown of thorns. You shall not crucify mankind upon a cross of gold.
Or maybe you've seen this movie.
You have to see the Wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
L. Frank Baum's The Wizard of Oz has long been considered an allegory for the gold debate in the U.S. That all ended in 1971, when President Nixon cut ties with the gold standard. But in the last few years, the idea has been making a comeback among conservative voters.
And the thing that particularly interests me is how to get an issue that is not being talked about onto the national menu, or the state menu at the very least.
Jeff Bell is the Republican nominee challenging Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey. Bell worked for the Ronald Reagan campaign and is best known for defeating Senator Clifford Case in the GOP primary in 1978, only to lose to Democrat Bill Bradley in the fall. He says the best thing about the gold standard
is its predictability. And if your money is predictable, if it is going to retain the same value a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, even 100 years from now, which is the track record of the true gold standard, that helps the little guy.
Under the current system, the Federal Reserve prints and issues money based on the full faith and credit of the government. The dollar isn't tied to anything specific, so its value can go up and down. Advocates say tying the dollar to gold would stabilize its value, keeping inflation in check and helping the average person afford a little bit more. Although many economists would tell you that wages and prices are in check right now, Bell says that viewpoint is out of touch.
For the little guy, when he's told that the price of living isn't going up, that it isn't a problem, he will laugh in your face. And believe me, I've talked about this to a lot of audiences, and nobody thinks that the price of living is stable.
And lately, some of the little guys have been listening.
Look at their portfolios of,
at a recent meeting of the West Jersey Tea Party in Medford, New Jersey, residents worried aloud about the economy. Roger Hare wants to resurrect the gold standard.
And look at what's happened in the last 40 years. Look at the value of the dollar. Look at what the purchasing power. Look at the what I can buy. You know, there needs to be value. There needs to be something, a standard to back the monetary system.
Kate Zernike is a reporter for the New York Times and author of Boiling Mad, Inside Tea Party America. She says Tea Party conservatives see bringing back the gold standard as a way to make the economy fair again.
When you poll on this, people who sympathize with the Tea Party will say, you know, I just feel like people are getting something they don't deserve and I'm losing out in this whole thing. You know, there are people who aren't paying their way. I've been doing the honest thing for years and years. Why is my paycheck not worth as much as it used to be?
Zernike says it appeals to an underlying distrust of the government.
And I think, again, it's this very emotional reaction where people think, why is some government entity just inventing money? And they feel like it just makes them feel out of control. And they think this can't be the right thing to do.
You would not find a single serious economist, I mean, who would be in favor of the gold standard today. It is not a good plan.
Michael Bordeaux is an economics professor at Rutgers University. He says one big problem with the gold standard is that digging up, minting, and storing all the gold we can find carries a pretty hefty price tag. Another problem, according to Bordeaux, is that it takes away the Fed's ability to print money when the economy slides, an option it did not have during the Great Depression. Bordeaux says nowadays the economy might be more confusing to the average person, but it's a vast improvement over what we had in the past.
Having the gold standard is like going back to the economy of the pre-World War I when we depended upon railroads. I mean, we've improved.
So while this issue may appeal to Tea Party supporters, it's unclear if it's winning over independents or undecided voters for Jeff Bell. According to a recent Monmouth University poll, only 17% of registered voters said they were very familiar with what the gold standard actually means. 42% said they didn't know at all. And he's already trailing Senator Cory Booker in both name recognition and support. But Bell understands the odds, and he says Garden State voters have responded well to controversial ideas in the past.
So I came back to New Jersey, a state which, when I had run on the tax cut, the original Reagan tax cut in 78, was very open to ideas outside the box, ideas that were completely rejected by the economics profession, just as the gold standard is now.
Bell is hoping to be the first Republican to win a U.S. Senate seat in New Jersey since 1972. For WHYY, I'm Joe Hernandez.